USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Confidence expressed by President Trump as he defends his declaration of a national emergency at the border, now being challenged by at least one lawsuit, with several more expected. The president saying he's confident he will prevail.
I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders. We have to stop drugs and crime and criminals and human trafficking, and we have to stop all of those things that a strong wall will stop.
Independent Senator Bernie Sanders beating other Democratic presidential candidates in fundraising just hours after he announces. The Vermont senator's campaign says it's raised more than $3.3 million from 120,000 donors since Sanders announced his campaign yesterday morning. That's more than double the amount raised by the previous top fundraiser, California Senator Kamala Harris. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump takes a lot of heat for many of his policies, but members of both parties are applauding how he's addressing the political turmoil in Venezuela. Yesterday, the president said military leaders in Venezuela have a clear choice: support opposition leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate president of the nation or face consequences. Meanwhile, that opposition leader himself not providing details but insists humanitarian aid that's been amassing at the border between Colombia and Venezuela will reach the folks who need it in Venezuela this Saturday.
Important humanitarian aid that the government in Venezuela has forbidden, and we have to pull our country out of this crisis.
Catholic clergy sexual abuse victims meeting today with organizers of a Vatican summit that starts tomorrow on how to protect kids. The group of a dozen survivors says it wants to tell bishops to stop pretending that they don't know about the rampant abuse. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
One of President Trump's associates is heading back to court because of something he posts on social media that he says wasn't the way it appears. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
There was a gag order in place, but that didn't stop former political advisor Roger Stone from posting an Instagram picture featuring the judge in his pending criminal case with an image similar to a rifle crosshair behind her. So Judge Amy Berman Jackson has ordered Stone to appear Thursday to show why his bail shouldn't be revoked. Stone has apologized for the posting, which he says came from a conservative group. He showed the symbol that is also used for cropping photos. Stone claims the symbol has been misinterpreted. He faces 7 counts of lying to Congress and witness tampering. I'm Wendy King.
And the star of the cable TV show My 600-Pound Life has died at 29. The Learning Channel saying today that it's, quote, saddened to share that Sean Milliken has passed away. His father making the initial announcement on Facebook saying that Sean died in a Houston hospital following complications from an infection. Milliken first appeared on that show in 2016, admitted to turning to food at a young age to cope with his tumultuous relationship with his father. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.